Right now, we want to talk a little Major League Baseball, and we want to welcome a good friend, three-time National League Manager of the Year, over 1,800 victories as a manager, and as a player, of course, a World Series champion back in the day with the Dodgers, a 19-year career as a player, 20 as a manager, one of the best of all time, and not just as a player and a manager, but just as a person, as everyone will vouch to that knows him, Dusty Baker. What is up, Dusty?
Hey, man, I was trying to reach you. I'm out here in Cape Cod where reception is real bad. I hope I don't lose you.
All right, man.
Here watching Darren play, man. It's lovely here. It's beautiful.
Well, hey, don't move, man, because you sound like you're in a good spot right now, man.
I won't move.
So you mentioned spending time with your son, Darren, who is at Cal. He was actually drafted by the Nationals back when you were managing the team. And like you said, Cape Cod League right now is the second year, I believe, that he's played there. So tell me, how's Darren B doing?
Hey, he's doing pretty good. He's amongst the league leaders in hits and batting average and stolen bases. So he's doing pretty good. He's enjoying it. I tell you one thing, it's a little bit different, you know, when they play every day versus just 2 or 3 days a week. You know what I mean? So this is a real test on how you take care of yourself, and hopefully, you know, he wants it. It's getting him ready, hopefully, for pro ball someday.
All right, so let's take the dad out of you. And let's go to the scout here. Let's go to the manager that you are. When you look at Darren, what major league player does he kind of remind you of with his skill set and even approach to the game?
I don't know. I don't really like to brag on my son, really. You know what I mean?
No, so, you're not bragging. Just, you know, tell him like
some,
it is. What kind of player
guys
he is?
That he, you know, there are some guys that he talks to that are similar body types and you know, like, you know, D. Gordon and him have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he really likes Robinson Cano. He likes Mookie Betts. You know, he don't like any slouches, I tell you that, everybody. He likes a pretty good player that's a ball player.
Yeah.
You know, not just a one- or two-tool guy. You know, he has everything right now, the strength, but that'll come, you know. And like I told him, you know, learn how to hit first, learn how to play the game, which he knows how to, because he's been around all his life. And been around guys like Joey Votto and Barry and Jay Bruce and, you know, Brandon Phillips. He emulates him at second base. And so, you know, he's had some pretty good guys to, you know, to tutor him and teach him. He talks to Vince Coleman and Davey Lopes, and, you know, he has Ricky Henderson some questions. And so he's just trying to, you know, he's trying to get as much knowledge as he can to try to make his game better.
Well, if he can play like any of those guys that you mentioned, he's got himself a nice career. I'll tell you one thing, though, Dusty. What he has, I know he hustles off the field a lot faster than Brandon Phillips did.
Well, hey, Brandon Phillips was a lot older. You know what I
mean? Dusty Baker joined us. He's in Cape Cod watching his son Darren play. Dusty's in the Giants organization now. Special advisor to the CEO. You're watching a lot of baseball. You're doing some scouting. Tell our listeners what that's all about and what you've been doing.
Well, actually, I go see our affiliate at each level. And then once a month in my hometown of Sacramento, I see one series with the Sacramento River Cats, and then I go see the Giants one series a month. And when I leave Cape Cod, I'm going to go watch the Giants and the Cubs, and just sort of, you know, analyzing our organization and compared to other organizations, and just trying to learn the players. You know what I mean? Because when you've been out for a while, there's a tremendous amount of turnover, ups and downs. You see players coming in and out, especially, you know, the way baseball is shuffling them. Everybody from the minor leagues for 2 days, then you might miss them, and then, you know, it's been kind of fun. You know, I watch baseball at night. You know, I watch most games. You know, I like baseball. I watch the Giants, you know, almost every night. And tell you the truth, when you're around here, you got to like the Sox, because, boy, this is Sox territory out here. So, but hey, man, they got a lot to be proud of.
So when you got the call from the Giants and they wanted you in this role, what was your initial feeling with that? Obviously, it's close to home in Sacramento, and of course, you still have a place there in the Bay Area, and of course, Giant fans have always loved you. So what was your initial take of joining an organization but not being in the dugout day in and day out?
Well, you know, we have an agreement that, you know, this is kind of Darren's time of going along with, you know, what I have to do. And, you know, I missed the first, I don't know, 18 years of his career, well, of his life. He's only 20 years old, but, you know, I missed the first years. My wife would call me after each game, and then we'd go over certain things. But it's fun to watch him here as well as watch baseball. And I'm also involved with Baker Family Wines. I'm a grape grower and a winemaker, and I stay busy. I'm involved in the solar world as well. So my wife says I got 3 or 4 jobs, and that's what keeps me young. And I'm hoping that wards off any kind of senility or dementia in the future by staying busy. So staying busy isn't my problem. Just trying to find some relaxation in between. Like this morning, I can get up and go fishing here in Cape Cod, then come in and watch Darren play ball. So I got a pretty good life going on right now.
You do, man. You do. And busiest guy, no doubt about it. Dusty Baker joined us here. So how much do you actually miss going to the park every day, turning on your music in your office, penciling out the lineup, spitting out sunflower seeds?
Well, the longer you're away from it and you realize, there's a lot of life out here and you miss it less. Like the game is the same. Like if I could, I didn't fire myself when I left Washington. So, I wasn't ready to leave at that point in time. I know I had a couple of really good years left in me. We had good teams, but, my plan and then God's plan sometime are two different things. And what I don't miss, I don't miss pregame and postgame. What I miss is playing verbal dodgeball and you say one mistake. I mean, that part I don't miss. But I do miss once the national anthem is sung.
Yep.
Game time, trying to beat the opposition and the opposition trying to, beat me. I mean, this is what I miss.
I want to tell a lot of people this because they should know this if you follow baseball. But you took every team that you managed to the playoffs. One to the World Series with the Giants, obviously. But all of those teams, Dusty, as you and I know, they were rebuilding projects. Maybe not Washington to a certain degree, but it was. I mean, they were coming out.
Well, Washington was the best team that I inherited. They were good before I got there. And, they had just fallen on hard times, briefly. And then and in modern times, you can't have a bad year, And that same thing goes for players, goes for managers, goes for everybody. And, our system has very little patience now. And if you don't win everything, then you're a failure. And, I refuse to, succumb to that thinking, simply because it's not that easy. And it's a long season. It's full of ups and downs. But, it's a beautiful thing, baseball. Mm-hmm. And I'm just hoping that, we don't change it so much that, in a few years, we won't recognize baseball in its purest form anymore.
Let's talk about that real quick. Again, 39 years in the game, player, manager, that's all you've known your entire life, and you're still involved in it today. But the Major League game, let's first touch on this. What is the attraction with starting a relief pitcher, knowing that he's only going to go one inning? I don't get this. Please explain.
Well, I can't. I mean, you're asking me to explain something that I don't understand. Either. I mean, we've always had certain times when there are bullpen games because you're exhausted, you're pitching, you're exhausted, you're starting pitching. We've had but not to the extent that you see now. It wasn't planned. And so the only thing is that the role of starter seems to be less and less important except to the guys that are starting. And, the only problem that I see really is that you're going to have a 15 or 20 man bullpen. The way we use bullpens now and the way we don't take starters very deep, and I don't know if there's enough pitching out there to go around.
Mm-hmm. And then we look at the technology of the game that it's being used now. Replay, I get. We want to get the call right, but still, look at this now. The clock. And now, I don't know if you heard, the Atlantic League, Independent League, last week went to a robot umpiring where...
Well, but that's the Atlantic League. I mean, they kind of have to, to do something to, differentiate themselves from Major League Baseball. I mean, to draw the fans to, it's all about more about money than it is about actually changing the game, try to figure out ways to create fan interest and keep them, because right now... there are some people that are shying away from baseball. Not only baseball purists, but other people, you know, they're kind of tired of seeing strikeouts or home runs and walks. And so, you know, I believe that you have to combine the two. You know, you got guys on your team that can walk, guys on your team that can run, guys on your team that can drive in runs, guys on your team, you know, that can play defense or have some speed. So, see, we just have to get the game back to being well-rounded. You know, it'll never go back to where it was, and you can't expect it to. Because, you know, everybody, you know, wants to leave their mark on the game or wants to, you know, improve the game. So I'm just hoping that in the long run that we do that. It seems like right now baseball is kind of in trouble some ways, but in other ways, as long as people come to the ballpark and go through the turnstiles, then I guess most people are happy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, baseball has always had its own uniqueness, and I think that's what people like about it, especially the older generation or whatever. I'm not sure that you actually need to mess with this game, do we?
I don't know, man. Nobody ever asked me, man, so it doesn't matter. And TC, what I say, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just hoping that, we don't lose the kids in the process,
right,
that the kids continue to play the game, in a natural way and not necessarily be told what to do, but we're in a told what to do society, no matter what, it's a different world. And it, like I said, it'll never go back, but I just hope that we can combine the two worlds, you know, instead of separating the two worlds.
Very good. Dusty Baker joined us. Biggest difference with players that you've witnessed over the years, whether it's attitude, work ethic, skill set?
You know, players and young people really don't change that much. I think we change them or we promote it. You know, I mean, these kids, I come out here and watch these kids like in Cape Cod. I go watch my son's games at the college level. And they still play the game at a pretty good level. You know, when I go to a lot of pro games or a lot of minor league games, I see that, you know, a lot of the guys aren't allowed to be themselves. You know, and that's what I think this game is all about. When I see the commercial on TV with Mike Trout and some of the other guys, let the kids play, just kind of implement that instead of just talking it, because I don't think that we let the kids play enough. And the hardest thing as a manager is to sit on your hands, you know, and not necessarily, you know, be involved in the game unless it needs involvement. And like I said, these guys are the best of the best. They've been playing their whole life. And most of them, not all of them, most of them, you know how to play. And I just hope we don't change them.
When you hear about the talk of juiced baseballs or pitchers not being as dominant as they were before, what are your thoughts?
Well, records are falling, you know what I mean, for whatever reason. You know, there were years, you know, when baseball, you know, when they lowered the mound, you know, there were years like, I remember in 77, you know, they were saying the same thing then, because a lot of guys hit home runs, including myself, that had never hit that many home runs. So, something's up, because when I see balls going out of Dodger Stadium to the opposite field at nighttime, and it was tough for a right-handed hitter to hit the ball, especially, anywhere in Dodger Stadium. But now, everybody's hitting them out of Dodger Stadium. So I think we got to look at really what it is.
Last couple things for you, Dusty. You know, you managed some of the greatest stars, and every one of your teams had one of those type of guys. Not only were they just dynamite on the field, but they were personalities, and you know, they're probably hard to deal with. You had Barry Bonds in San Francisco, Sammy Sosa in Chicago.
But you got to let them be themselves.
Right. How you handled that?
Well, you got to let them be themselves within the realms of the rules. You know, I mean, you can bend them, just don't break them, because that makes it tough on me to have to enforce them, with other guys. And I think one of the main things is not to have too many rules. And so, I had rules big time, but to have too many, you know, somebody got to enforce them, and you have to end up being the police there instead of being the manager there, and let the men be men until they show that they're still young boys. Mm-hmm. And So I enjoyed all my guys. I mean, when I was playing, we had guys, you know. But the more personality guys that you are, the better player you better be. You know what I mean? Because you can take the personalities you know, if a guy's pushing the numbers across and we're helping him win ball games, it's just hard to take personalities if they're not a very good player.
You know, being here in Las Vegas, obviously people would like to know, how was Bryce Harper when you were in Washington and that relationship like? What was it like managing Bryce?
Well, Bryce was cool with me. I mean, it was, you know, Bryce was, you know, one of the historians that of all the young guys that I had. You know, he was really one of the historians. And I remember when I invited some guys to go to the Negro Hall of Fame in Kansas City when we were there. Well, you know, he's one of the only players that showed up. And, you know, that showed me a lot right then. I mean, you know, people may think it's easy being Bryce and he got all this money and this and that, but, you know, Bryce has been on the cover of this and that for ever since he was a kid. It's a wonderful life, really, you know, when you can be Bryce Harper. And Bryce is still, you know, I mean, understandably so. You know, he's a good guy, but he's kind of arm's length kind of guy, too, because I don't know many guys of that stature that really, really let you in and know them a whole bunch. You know, I had Jeff Ken, I had Barry Bonds. I mean, you know them, but, you know, you don't really know them, and so you let them be themselves and leave them alone.
Final thing for you, my man. How much do you want to come back and manage, and what would be the determining factors for that to happen?
Well, you know, There's age and salary discrimination in the world now. When you get to a certain age or you get to a certain salary, then, you know, your job's in jeopardy. So at this point, you know, nobody's knocked on my door. And I don't foresee anybody knocking on my door. So therefore, the determining factors for me is to enjoy my life. I'm 70 years old. You know what I mean? And so you get to a point where you just want to live. You know, you want to live and enjoy and not necessarily, you know, have to, you know, take orders anymore or have to do this or have to do that, because I'm in a situation where you don't have to do anything except, you know, live and breathe and enjoy your family.
Well, amen, brother. Exactly. You might be 70, but you've got the mentality and the body of a 40-year-old. Anybody that knows you.
I don't know about the body, man. I ache every day. I got the mentality, man. I don't know
about the body.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Well, enjoy some good food there in Cape Cod as well, too, okay?
Yeah, but I'm enjoying too much good food. So I have stepped on a scale about 4 or 5 days, so we'll see.
Brother, I appreciate the time, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Thank you very much for the time, man.
Okay. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.